Thank you. Right now, I would like everyone to just sit back where they are and just relax. As you close your eyes, take some gentle breaths in and out. In and out. And we touch in immediately with Holy Spirit, who is always just within and always there every moment of every day. And he asks that we sit in a circle. The chairs are already arranged for us. So let's each get up and take a chair in a circle. And Holy Spirit is in the center of that circle. And now he's inviting us to each take the hand of the person on either side of us and take another breath in and as he is sending peace to each and every one of us at the same time the peace begins at the top of our heads and we can feel it. The release of any tension or anxiety, and just the smooth, gentle feeling of peace coming down through our heads, into our throats, into our chest and heart, down our solar plexus. The peace continues to move, draining all anxiety and tension from our body. The peace moves down to our belly and our stomach and our pelvis and thighs. And it feels so good. And it feels so warm. And we take another breath. And the peace continues down our legs, our calves, into our ankles, and into our feet. And the peace continues through our toes and just rids us of all tension. And let us experience that feeling of peace throughout our entire body. And as we look again at Holy Spirit, he is smiling. The safe, satisfying smile that we all know. And as we return to the room, we offer thanks to Holy Spirit for his wonderful presence in our lives. Amen. I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor, alphabetically by first name: Doris Russell, Holly Rajaratnam, Noadiah Ekman West. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way-shower and a role model. practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet is magnetic. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and salute you in your deep commitment to beings of service to spirit. Reverend Deb Fee and Reverend Greg Hesch will now read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
Reverend Candace Carlson will now share the following from A Course in Miracles text, page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
From Chapter 6 in The Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Colleen Fee and Reverend Deborah Bredigan will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. That is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you. An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
The candidates will now repeat their commitment aloud. Candidates, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. Candidates, together, repeat after me. as a Pathways of Light Ministerial Counselor.
As a Pathways
of Light Ministerial Counselor.
I commit to fulfill my life's purpose.
I commit to fulfill my life's purpose.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be a channel for Spirit.
To be a channel for Spirit.
And to do everything in my power.
And to do everything in my power.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
Now occurring on this planet.
Now occurring on this planet.
Thank you. Now please put your phones back on mute. And close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. To all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal Spirit within you. And now, Reverend Christine Anderson, one of our Pathways of Light ministers, will sing Our Thoughts Are Prayers. Christine, please take yourself off mute. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of holiness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers. And we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of joyfulness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer, and every thought remains a prayer.
Thank you, Christine. And please now remember to put yourself back on mute. And now, Reverend Lorendi Ruse and Reverend Maria Filippi will now share a quote from A Course in Miracles, page 433.
Once you accept his plan, as the one function that you would fulfill. There will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path, and leaving in your way no stone to trip on, and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Thank you, Maria. Each of the ordained ministerial candidates will now share with our group. Doris Russell, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute. Whenever you're ready, Doris.
Okay. I wrote something. I feel a renewed relationship with the Holy Spirit, which I feel is only going to get deeper. When my feet hit the floor in the morning, my thoughts go to Holy Spirit, and I dedicate my day to His peace. When I last close my eyes at night, I can only hope my last thought will be of Holy Spirit and the peace He brings with sleep. The only thing I want to do is live my daily life in communion and communication with Holy Spirit so that I can constantly feel a renewed peace and be of service to others. In this presence, I find a renewed joy and creativity in all that I do. Holy Spirit is everything. Awareness of presence is everything. May my light shine far and wide and be an unfolding of the mystery of life to other peoples. Pathways of Life has given me the opportunity to do this. I am humbly grateful for Pathways of Light and all the courses. And I'm just deeply grateful and full of love and peace at the moment. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Doris.
You're welcome. Now,
Holly Rajaratnam, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
To be an ordained ministerial counselor is to be reminded that healing is possible. It's a reminder to me of Jesus and His command to arise. Arise, Holly. You do not need to stay stuck in the crucifixion of your deepest regret or your darkest wound. I am reminded of choice and courage and possibility, forgiveness, peace. I am reminded to arise to my potentiality and, in doing so, I welcome others to join me. I am reminded of the opportunity to know myself as I choose again. This practice of choosing again, choose again, Holly, forgive yourself, supports my journey within and an intimate awareness of myself. This has allowed a shift in perspective and for miracles to occur. I am reminded that I need do nothing. As the Course says, here is the ultimate release which everyone will one day find in their own way, at their own time. I need do nothing is a statement of allegiance, a truly undivided loyalty. To do nothing is to rest and make a place within myself where the activity of my body ceases to demand attention. Into this place, the Holy Spirit comes and abides. This is peace, and this is the peace that I have sought. To be an ordained ministerial counselor means that I will be humble before Him and yet great in Him. I recognize and I willingly surrender to God as the healer and I the vessel for the healing. Today, I accept the truth about myself, and I arise in glory, and now the light, and allow the light in me to shine upon the world throughout the day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Holly. And now, Noadiah Ekman-West, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Thank you. This ordination means to me that I'm closer to peace, to having peace and holding peace, experiencing peace and being peace. And from the place of peace of me, that the truth of it, the peace, spreads and heals everyone around me, that all frolic in the boundless energy of Source. That's the opportunity of being an ordained minister counselor, to deliver peace and love and harmony and joy, to free us all from the shackles of discord. I started this program almost 2 years ago, hesitant, angry, and afraid a lot of the time. Maria Felipe was the presence of a joy and a freedom, and I knew then that it was possible for me too. And all the amazing healers and teachers and classmates and facilitators, everyone involved in the pathways of light, exuded that kindness and ease that comes with Holy Spirit when Holy Spirit is totally in charge. I can now follow the guide of love's truth when my mind is quiet and my inner wisdom is not being browbeaten by my ego mind. But I bless you too, ego. I'm kind of digressing. It's kind of simple. Love is the truth, and that is what this ordained ministered counseling means, what opportunities it offers. I plan to spread light and fully experience the love of everyone and everything. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for your heartfelt sharing. And now, Reverend Linda Hall and Reverend Diane Bernier will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands alert in the grace you bring from him. You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world. To close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Reverend Diane Bernier. I'll finish her reading. Holy are you, and in your light, the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen. We will now begin the anointing. Please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed and the guests have shared. Thank you. Doris Russell is anointed by Reverend Deborah Bredekin.
Doris, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Doris, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Doris, Holy Spirit knows that you've walked with Spirit since the day you arrived as Doris on earth. And your love for God has been so strong at all times. And Holy Spirit is so grateful for all the love you share with others and for your ability to see forgiveness everywhere and in everything. You bring peace to minds that are in chaos and pain. And that is a beautiful gift. You are a beautiful, beautiful child of God, and God loves you so much. You bring love and light everywhere. Thank you for being of service. Thank you for sharing God's love. Thank you for being a light in this world. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Doris Russell.
And now Holly Rajaratnam will now be anointed by Reverend Candace Carlton.
Holly, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Holly, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light, and now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Holly, you are a lighthouse. Your joy is contagious. Your hope for a higher humanity of patience and kindness, of peace, is felt by all those around you and all those who will be called to be around you and to work with you. You are a child of God, and your only job is to love yourself. From there, you will be guided. You don't need to figure anything out. We thank you and we love you for your love, for your light, for your joy, for your earnest appreciation of suffering and your transcendence of it, so that you can share the gift and help heal others. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Holly Rajaratnam.
Noadiah Ekman West will now be anointed by Reverend Maria Filippi.
Noadiah, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Noadiah, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. You've been so inspiring through this journey as you let go of all the fear and the barriers so we can join today in this beautiful celebration of stepping into the arena and shining the message of God into the world. You are a beacon of peace, of love. Your commitment and big willingness to get out of your own way throughout this process has been inspiring to the angels and beyond. We feel your divine presence as you have made such a transformation within yourself through this journey that has impacted your family, your friends, and all those around you. It's deeply moving and energetically healing for us all here. Thank you for your courage, for your commitment, and for your deep willingness. You are so loved. You are so appreciated. Your laugh is contagious, and it ripples joy all over the place. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Noadiah Ekman West.
Would any of the guests present like to share something? Please say your name before you share, and please remember to take yourself off mute.
This is Linda Hall. I'd like to share. I'd like to congratulate all of the candidates who are now reverends. Congratulations to all of you. But Doris, who I know personally, I know she has a big heart, and I've seen many people that she has touched by her love. I'm sure your light will shine far and wide now, and that you will be truly helpful to Spirit and all of your brothers. Thank you.
This is Reverend Christine Anderson, and I would like to offer blessings to all the new ministers, and I want you to know that you inspire me so much to open to Holy Spirit's plan of awakening that we all share that ministry to open to Holy Spirit's plan. It's so wonderful to join with you and to serve Holy Spirit and the whole Sonship together. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Thank you.
Hello, this is Reverend Teresa Tomlinson. I just want to congratulate you all, Reverend Doris, Reverend Holly, and Reverend Noadiah. I wanted to be on the call today with you because I have just so enjoyed working with you as one of your Step 4 facilitators. And I just want to say I wish you every success and joy as you begin your ministry, however it unfolds, and just so much love and peace always. So bless you with abundant miracles. Thank you.
This is Reverend Diane Bernier. Congratulations and welcome. The world needs your light. So I'm happy that you joined us. Congratulations.
This is Reverend Deborah Bredekin, and I would just like to say congratulations to Doris, Holly, and Noadiah. It's been wonderful spending time with you and seeing your light and your love, and so happy and grateful that you've joined the Pathways family and will share God's love with so many. You all are beautiful, beautiful lights, and I love you. I'm done.
This is Mary Stolting. I would like to share to each of you, Doris, Holly, and Nodiah. I was moved by each of your sharings. I could feel it, your heartfelt journey of awakening. And you were so inspiring to all of us. You're truly ministers of God. And I would, because you are so inspiring, I'd like to welcome you to send articles for our Miracles News. You are Pathways of Light minister, and we invite you to share your journey with us, as we all are, our ongoing journey. So you're being invited to share with others, and all you have to do is email your article in. The Miracles News comes out quarterly. And thank you for your deep commitment, which is so evident, to your awakening to the Christ mind that you are. I'm done.
This is Reverend Colleen Fee, and I would just like to speak for how inspired I was today from the three new ministers, and just welcome you. I'm here at Pathways of Light in Ormond Beach, and the family that I found, I am a recent ordained minister myself, actually a year ago, last July, and it's been such a beautiful journey, and I just got my first student, and I could not imagine really what effect that would have on me to work with a student and be a student and learn together and going through these courses a second time through. And it's just been the most incredible experience. And I just wanted to share that there is so much to look forward to in our connection with spirit and with pathways of light, and just to take as most advantage of everything that there is that Pathways offers. It is amazing. It is a beautiful journey, and I am so grateful that I get to do it with everyone that's on this call and with you now as one. Thank you. I'm done.
This is Mary Stolting again. The new ministers don't know this, but I just want to tell you this is an opportunity, and that is the ACIM practitioner courses, which you're all going to have in your box, which will go out tomorrow morning with your certificates and pins, et cetera, et cetera, that you can work with another Pathways of Light minister, someone you know, or you can post on the ministers forum and just say, I'm wanting to do course 905 with another minister, and just let me know. And you can work with each other going through the course and sending in your course assessment. And you will then be certified with that course without having to pay the additional $75. You're certifying each other. So that's quite an advantage for Pathways of Light ministers to be able to do that. Just want to make sure you know. I'm done.
This is Robert Stolting. as we were, as Spirit was bringing the ministerial curriculum to us, one of the things that was very clear is that the completion of the ministerial training is only the beginning. And every time you have the opportunity to facilitate it, it goes deeper in you, taking it to another level. It's in keeping with what the Course says, teach what you need to learn, which was part of what we just read today. Years ago, I was involved with a literacy program that had the idea of each one teach one. And that's what we're doing with the minister training and, for that matter, the ACM practitioner courses, because we really do get it at a profoundly deeper level each time we share it. And that's why it's structured the way it is so that we have the opportunity to take this to an amazing level of healing and love and peace and happiness. And I'm so feel so blessed to have you three being part of this amazing network of people who want to be love and extend love. I'm done.
Would anyone else on the call like to share?
This is Greg Hesch. I'd love to. Just wanted to say to all our new beautiful lights and existing beautiful lights of Pathways of Light, what a beautiful path that we're all on. And we welcome all three of our new lights. And I know Doris personally, and can't wait to give you a big hug, Doris. You are absolutely an inspiration to us all and a beautiful light. And thank you, everybody. I'm done.
This is Christine Anderson, and I'd like to invite all the new ministers and anyone on the call to come to our Pathways of Life study group, which takes place on Saturday at the same time and phone number. And we are studying the lessons of A Course in Miracles. Thank you.
This is Mary. Christine said the same number. It's that number is on Miracles News, on page 6, I believe, for both the Saturday ACIM call and the Sunday ACIM call. So you're welcome to join us. We'd love to have you. I'm done.
Would anyone else on the call like to share? Congratulations, Reverend Doris Russell, Reverend Holly Rajaratnam, and Reverend Noadiah Ekman-West. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone on the call, please take your phones off of mute, and let's give them a big hand.
I was
just going to say, it's at times like this I wish I could whistle. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing. And thank you to everyone for being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony. You may now hang up.